Chapter 1. Rhys Gossamer was not expecting what landed in his lap when a lawyer walked in his office with a bundle in a basket and dropped it on his desk. He just stared at it in shock. The brown basket had a pink fleece blanket with lace coming out of the top. It moved, and Rhys couldn't even think straight. When the man cleared his throat and caught Rhys's attention, Rhys looked up at the lawyer and noticed the blank expression on the man's face. "You've been served," the man said, and walked out. He didn't even give Rhys a chance to answer him. When the basket on the desk started to wiggle and cry, Rhys jumped out of his seat and opened it up. He picked up the wiggling infant and blinked. He just stared at the baby for a minute while she struggled to climb up his arm and sit upright. Carefully adjusting his hold on the baby so he wouldn't drop her, Rhys tried to process everything. The baby looked back at him and made a little squeaking noise, seeming almost as shocked to see him as he was to see the baby. He assumed the baby was a girl. She was completely bald, but she had on a pink fleece outfit that zipped up one leg and a pink headband around her bald head. Putting the baby against his hip, he opened the letter and tried to read it. According to the letter, it claimed this was his daughter, and she was being turned over into his care. He immediately dropped the letter on his desk and dialed his lawyer. He ordered the man to come right then and go over everything with him and figure out what to do. Next, he picked up the phone on his desk and pressed the button for his secretary. When she answered, he ordered her to figure out what size diapers were needed and to go get some baby supplies, as he had nothing for a baby. He didn't even know how old the baby was or her name. He just knew she smelled funny, and odds are she needed a diaper change. "Looks like we will have to figure this out as we go." Rhys stared at her as she reached up and patted his cheek, then cooed at him. She was sweet, and it was hard not to feel a twinge of something for her, but he didn't want to get attached if she wasn't really his. Looking up a pediatrician near his office, he made an appointment, including to do a swab DNA test to make sure this was his. The soonest they could fit him in would be the day after tomorrow. That should give him enough time to get supplies and figure out where she came from. If she was his, he'd do the right thing. But if she wasn't, he wanted to find out who she belonged to so he could help her. "I guess it's just you and me, Myra," Rhys said quietly. That's what the letter said her name was, Myra Gossamer. He didn't understand what was going on. Rhys tried to think back to the women he had been involved with a year and a half ago, roughly, and the only one he could think of was a one-night stand with a woman who he had kept from walking in front of a car on a busy street when she had had her nose in a book. She hadn't been his typical type, but she had been so thankful. Her energy and passion had led to a night he had never forgotten. But the baby looked nothing like her. Not that he knew what babies were supposed to look like at this age. She looked a little bit like a bald monkey right now. She was cute, but it was the kind of cute that only a baby can pull off. What had been that woman's name? Tammy? Tenny? Tara? Rubbing his cheek, he was trying his best to remember her name. He could remember the color her blue eyes were, and the black hair she had been wearing in a ponytail, and how the silken strands had felt when his fingers had gotten tangled up in them. He could remember how curvy her body was, and her large breasts. She had been curvy, not supermodel thin like most of the women he got involved with. She had been short, and her laugh had been soft and feminine. Looking at the letter in his hand again, there was a number for a lawyer, but there was no name, no birth certificate or ID for the baby. Even if she was his, he was going to have to get a copy of all her legal documents and figure out what was going on. First, he needed to prove she was his, and he would go from there. "All right, Myra, I don't know what happened to your mom or why you are here, but I'll do my best to keep you safe while we figure it out, okay?" Rhys told the baby, who scrunched up her face and let out a little whine. Rocking her gently, he realized that he had nothing to feed her. No bottles. Nothing.